You're listening to 89.9 KCRW. I'm Lisa Napoli. This Saturday, you have a rare chance to see the films of a great Los Angeles artist, and in an unbeatable setting, too. Art critic Hunter Droho-Yoska-Philp is here to tell us about it. Hi there, Hunter.
Hi, Lisa.
So, Marnie Weber, she's a multimedia artist and performer with roots in the LA punk scene. Tell us about her, for those who don't know.
Well, there was this band in the early 80s called the Party Boys, and they played all the sites downtown and elsewhere, kind of punk-oriented, art punk, I suppose, and she was with them, and they were for years and years. And along the way, though, she was also a visual artist, and she started to integrate the music and the sculptures and the installations, and ultimately she had formed her own all-girl band, the Spirit Girls, based on the idea of these adolescents who die young and come back to inhabit our world today. And that Spirit Girls show up in quite a lot of her artworks, and especially in these videos and films that she started to make, kind of originally with the idea that they'd be background to music, but now they really stand by themselves, and that's what we're going to see this weekend.
On Saturday, it is Film Forum. They're showing 10 of these films made over the last two decades. Are these the same themes that you're talking about in her other work?
Yes, each film is quite short, and I've seen a few of them. They often have the theme of a young woman in compromised, unhappy circumstances who leaves and travels, has a sort of personal odyssey, may get lost along the way, but gets rescued and finds friends, often in the form of animals, bears especially, come to play. And they're just bizarre and unique, and they're based slightly in fairy tales, but also aspects of American history, the Wild West. And they're just uniquely hers. There isn't anyone working in this way. They're very identifiably hers, and they're completely enjoyable.
And what's so great is that you can see them, thanks to the Film Forum, at the Velas Lavase Pavilion in the Union Theater in West Adams, which is a singularly bizarre and wonderful place. Tell us
right,
about it. Right,
built in the early 20th century to house panoramic painting. And so they regularly show art films there and have art exhibitions there, and so it's not a surprise. And in fact, Marnie Weber herself, when she showed her one of her last films, The Eternal Heart, it was a black and white film that really evoked the idea of the silent era with her live music as the soundtrack. And she showed that one out at the Mountain View Mausoleum in Altadena. So she's comfortable with these otherworldly environments. And the benefit for us is that we get to see her films and experience the building at the same time. Unfortunately, it's at night, so you won't be able to visit their very particular garden of carnivorous plants. But otherwise, I think it promises to be a great evening. And at the end of the evening, she's going to present excerpts from her feature-length film, which is not yet completed, called Day of Forevermore, with an original score played live with her musical collaborators Doug Harvey and Daniel Hawkins. And
wow.
They have their own new band called F Forevermore.
You can see the films of Marnie Weber, 20 Years and Forevermore, one night only, screened at the Velas Lavase Pavilion in West Adams this Saturday night. For details, to see some images, and to read Hunter's text, visit kcrw.com/arttalk. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you, Lisa.